thank you guys for joining me today. And that was Moaning. And we will end our segment with the rest of that song by Bobby Timmons. I should say that rendition by Bobby Timmons on the piano. And this is Centria with Wellness Works of At Ease Wellness and Resource Center and At Ease Wellness LLC in Baltimore, Maryland. I thank you all for joining me again today. I hope that you all enjoyed or able to glean some things from the segments that we've had so far this year. And again, feel free to leave me any feedback that you may have, any questions, any concerns, any comments, anything you'd like to add to the conversation. Feel free, inbox me, or if you have an account here with Blog Talk Radio, feel free to drop a comment in the comment section, and I will read it and see where we can apply it, if that's the type of comment that you leave. In the meantime, I would like to follow up with or off of the last dream, which was called Red Ropes, and address what is really being asked for right now, which is change. And I want to lean over into the fighting to trust that change will happen, and fighting to trust, and it has to do with more than just the ideology of change. It has to do with personal change and then systemic change. And how does that happen? How can we bring those things about in this day and time when so many people are still so divided, much more so than what most people would have liked to have admitted and or believed? And so some people have been blindsided by what they are seeing. Others are getting a better understanding of what it is to be tribal over being, you know, just doing things based off of who you look like, and coming to an understanding that all tribalism has to do with thought and idea and the mentality and being on the same mindset. It has nothing to do with what you look like. It has nothing to do with where you came from. It has everything to do with how you think, process, and relate to people in the world. So with that in mind, we do need to be more mindful to not get caught up in our unfortunate experiential experiences of racism, bigotry, and the like, and acknowledge the fact that just because someone may not look like you or I does not mean that they do not have the same mindset as you or I. So that's how you will get to this place of unity that people claim that they want. And quite frankly, that we need to move things forward. However, there is a lot of hypocrisy and dichotomy and just a mess of things where this is all concerned, especially, quite frankly, where you get to talking about those who proclaim themselves to be Christian, but to be a Christian according to the actual Bible, the behaviors that we are witnessing are not what Christ called us to do. He called us to love one another. Yes, He called us to correct each other, but there's correction, and then there's just being hateful. And there's a big line between the two. And right now, it really makes me angry to hear anyone call themselves a Christian who displays bigotry, racism, anything of that nature. Because your whole objective is to bring people unto the knowledge of Christ. How can you do that if your heart is not right towards people? How can you claim that I'm your sister, my husband's your brother, simply because you may know who we are, but someone you don't know is automatically the enemy? That's counter to what you say you believe. That does not allow you to cast your net wide. It keeps it small and narrow and closed. It causes the divisions. It causes the strife. It causes the distrust. It causes people to question their faith. It causes people to question whether or not they have been hoodwinked into believing something for simply the sake of the power majority. And only those who believe in spirit and in truth, as the word says you are to believe, are able to hold on in the face of all of the ignorance that is occurring. One, because we know our faith did not originate in Europe. It originated over in the Middle East area, which means they were people of color from jump. So there's that. And I know you have a lot of right wing, even media people who will fight you on Jesus' complexion because of who they see there now, not acknowledging the fact that a lot of them have come from other places. And yes, they are who they say they are because they've adopted the faith. Where they were all people of color there first. And so I just don't understand how you can claim again to be a Christian and not first function and operate out of love. Now, that doesn't mean, like I said, that you won't correct. That doesn't mean that there are some things in the scripture that are controversial. That doesn't mean that you automatically agree with people just to appease them and waver in your faith. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. If you have people who are contrary to what the word is taught, then they're contrary to what the word is teaching. But it's not up to you to belittle them, to put them down, to put them to death physically. It is your job to bring them to life spiritually so that they can come to life physically as well. I want to be able to fellowship with my sisters and brothers of other other ethnicities, because if you're American, then you're of my nationality, you're of my nation, but of other ethnicities, of other cultural backgrounds who claim to be Christians, I would love to be able to sit down and fellowship with you without us having walls between us. So that's why I say fighting to trust. I would love to be able to sit down and be able to trust that you truly have my best interests at heart at all times. Now that's getting a little tough to do right now. How can we rectify this? How can we make it easy to trust again when we're supposed to be of the same tribe? We're all supposed to be Christians. We're all supposed to be under the New Testament, the dispensation of grace. Not that the law is done away with, but under grace. You don't go out and kill someone physically because they're homosexual or because they are into some other lifestyle that you don't agree with, or because they are a murderer, a liar, or a thief. Do you deal with them according to the laws of the land? Yes, you do. But beyond that, you still have an obligation to try to reach them. And it's not a pity. It should be sincere. It should be out of compassion, because of God's compassion and love for us, as we are no better than they. Just because your sin can't be seen on the surface doesn't mean that it's not as bad or as deep, if not deeper, because things that can be hidden tend to go deeper. So be careful. Stop casting stones. And with this, we go back to mommy. I hope you enjoy the music.